The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. The true dangers of the mRNA technology, the lipid nanoparticles to be specific, that are in that and in the vaccine. This is very important information, folks, especially if you've already gotten the vaccine. You do want to know about the lipid nanoparticles. And look, the vaccine, because of the spike protein, we've talked all about that. Well, and a little bit has to do with the spike protein in this video that I have for you that I'm going to give you. It's an Epoch Times interview with Dr. Richard Urso. And part of it had to do with an article. They were talking about the cancer explosions. In my last video, I talked all about the massive rise by about 2,000% in cancer. Well, now I need the people who have been vaccinated to see this. But before I get into the information, this is important because I know that people who have been vaccinated hesitate watching these videos, and you may hesitate to send these videos to someone who's vaccinated because you don't know how they're going to take it. So I want to be kind to them, and I want them to understand they lied to you. They lied, and you don't have to feel less than because you went out and got the vaccine. It has nothing to do with whether somebody was smart or not smart, because I think sometimes vaccinated people don't even want to hear, because they don't want to feel down about themselves, like, well, I fell for it or something. No, they lied to you. And let me say, it's something about your character that's actually a positive that they're preying upon. What these globalists know is that you don't think the way they think and don't act the way they think. And they're preying upon your good heart. You're trusting. And your heart is trusting because you're projecting how you are onto them. And they want to take advantage of that. So they want to give you what I'm saying is a very harmful vaccine. And they know it's harmful. And your good heart is saying, never in a million years would you do that to a person. If you were in their positions, never in a million years would you push a harmful vaccine on society for money or for other power agendas. And so it's hard for you to put your head around that type of evil. And they know that. You've got to listen to me. They know that's how you think. They know you're trusting. They know you think, well, I would never do that. People aren't that evil. But let me ask yourself this. You know people are that evil. Look at history. Read your history books. Look at how many people were slaughtered for money and power. Did Adolf Hitler do everything he did alone? Or did an entire Nazi party do the atrocities? You're talking about millions of people. Do you understand that it can be a massive conspiracy involving lots of people for power and for money? History shows, yes, people will do evil things. So you know it is true. I don't know why people have a harder time in this day and age grasping that there are people with the exact same evil motives out there, but I hope I've established, don't feel guilty and don't feel stupid. It has nothing to do with that. Your heart wants to believe the best in people, and they preyed upon you because of that. They knew that's how you're thinking. Don't think of them like you. Think of them as you would think of Adolf Hitler or people who followed Adolf Hitler. When you do that, then you'll understand who you're dealing with. This is not a joke. If you come at it from that mentality, then everything you're about to see that you have not wanted to see, but you will know it really is the truth. And here we go. The interview from the Epoch Times, I'm just going to jump right into it. I don't even need to introduce it. Take a listen. This is Dr. Urso.
What is the biodistribution of this product? this messenger RNA lipid nanoparticle. Well, guess what? It distributes everywhere. This is something that I would have known quite readily because I work with lipid nanoparticles. I could have told you that lipid nanoparticles, I usually say, they need a door crack, whereas a virus needs an open door. So, and a normal vaccine needs an open door. So a normal vaccine stays in the arm, pretty much, 99.9% or so, or 99%. A lipid nanoparticle needs a door crack to get out. A large majority of the lipid nanoparticle does not stay in the arm. In fact, we now know that a large part of it goes into the lymph node right underneath here and still making spike protein 60 days later. That's a wonderful study from Cell. So this is something that's called pharmacokinetics.
Hold on, I want to pause it here. Because if you're new, you may have a vague understanding of the spike protein. If you're new, you probably don't understand that they have to encase the spike protein in lipid nanoparticles designed to get past your immune system, to infiltrate so it doesn't get killed by your immune system, the cells that tell your cells to create that spike protein. That is COVID-19, basically. And it's copying it, which is supposed to give you immunity. That's according to Pfizer, and they have to lower your immune system in order to deliver the mRNA technology. But lipid nanoparticles have toxicity in the nanoparticles, but they lied because billions of dollars were at stake and they just wanted to rake in the dough from the government funding this, and said that the nanoparticles, even though they're extremely tiny, designed to infiltrate, they'll stay in your arm. They don't. This is why you see the rise in hepatitis. If you're new to the program, you don't know, but I have broken the story about how the babies are getting hepatitis. It's through breastfed mothers. In England, 100% of the babies who came down with this brand new hepatitis never seen before were breastfed by double vaxxed mothers. What is happening is the lipid nanoparticles, it's proven, this is not my opinion, folks. Understand, it's not my opinion. These are facts that have been uncovered. It is a fact that the lipid nanoparticles can go into the breast milk. That's a fact. It goes into the breast milk, and then the baby drinks it. And then hepatitis is the effect of the liver. And what's happening is the lipid nanoparticles are going into the liver, and then the baby's T cells are attacking those lipid nanoparticles, causing inflammation, but it can cause liver failure, which seems like hepatitis, or it is a form of hepatitis, but it's different. It's something never seen before, and it's been caused by the vaccine. That's why this is a brand new hepatitis. Anyone that doubts me, type in about this hepatitis, and you will see that it is a brand new form of hepatitis. You won't hear what I'm reporting about the breastfeeding. They're covering all that up, but that's a fact. But you will see that they do admit it's a brand new hepatitis never seen before, right after the vaccines rolled out, which will prove that I'm telling you the truth about the breast milk. But the breast milk thing is a fact too. Anyways, lipid nanoparticles are very key. This is how it's staying in your body. And folks, we don't know how long. We still don't know how long it stays in the body. You need to know this if you've been vaccinated. You have to know this information. You need it. Listen to more. Don't go away. Don't run and hide. Inform yourself.
That should have been looked at well before this product was out. So they never told people that, hey, we're going to stick it in your arm. It's going to show up in your lymph node. It's going to show up in your brain. It's going to show up in your ovaries, your bone marrow, your adrenal glands, your liver, your spleen, which is then going to track up through the vagus nerve and go to your basal ganglia. All these things are happening. Why do I know? Because the studies have been done now. They weren't done by Pfizer, or Pfizer did them. They didn't tell anybody. So what I just told you was, it's not staying in the arm. It's producing spike for up to 60 days. The spike, as we know, is actually being found up to 15 months later in monocytes and other cells. It's not being degraded, all right? This is a big deal. People should know these things, right? It's blocking P53, the guardian of the genome. It's actually blocking microRNA 27A, which is also upticks in colon cancer. It's actually affecting many things that are going to increase cancer risk. BRCA, the breast cancer gene, interferes with that. So these are things that should have been done ahead of time.
Like everything the studies to look at this, right?
These studies are done. I'm not saying anything. These are not opinions. I'm not giving you any opinions. I'm just giving you data. So it goes everywhere. It's blocking important tumor repair genes called P53. It's blocking BRCA. It's also messing with microRNA 27A, which is cause upticks in colon cancer cells. It's causing production for up to 60 days. It's messing with toll-like receptor 7 and 8, which you and I have pretty similar. It should be almost similar to toll-like receptor 7 and 8. They're part of our overall genome of everybody that's in this room. Those are important for immune surveillance for viruses. So we're going to see this huge uptick in all the viruses that lay kind of dormant in our body, like the herpes virus family.
Hold on. This is important. We have been saying that it is a proven fact now that the vaccine reduces your immune system. We know this from even their own stats, the government's own stats, about second jabbed people and triple jabbed people, especially in England. England's much more upfront with their stats. So you better look at England, because that's where you're going to get a little bit more of the upfront stats. And in England, it is by far the people who are triple jabbed and double jabbed, but even more so triple jabbed, that are coming down with all sorts of sicknesses, having high mortality rates. This is people in working age, millennial age, all age groups are dying, but they're dying of all sorts of things. The reason why they're dying of all sorts of things is because their immune system has been compromised. There is a thing called VADS that they try to say isn't true, but it is true. Don't think of AIDS, the HIV. HIV virus and AIDS are totally different. It's just an abbreviation. It's just talking about immune system being compromised. Remember what AIDS does from HIV? Even though this is different, this is not the same thing. HIV, what they would say is, eventually could, because the HIV virus is in you, damage your immune system, and then you have AIDS. What does that mean? Your immune system just doesn't work properly due to the HIV. This is different. This is, the vaccine is doing things and messing with your immune system, and then your immune system stops working properly. So don't get scared when you hear the word AIDS. That's an abbreviation for just talking about your autoimmune system, basically, having a dysfunction. That's all it's really saying. Anyways, I'm going to drift too far. I want to get back to the doctor. Take a listen to more.
So in my clinic right now, I am seeing 3 to 5 people a week, because they know that I am taking a lot of time in my practice to do COVID. And they're coming to see me with long COVID, and they're coming to see me with problems with after the vaccine. And these people are coming in and they're exhausted, they don't feel good. And what I'm finding is a huge number of them have reactivated Epstein-Barr, herpes simplex, herpes zoster, CMV. I've not had an interview with anyone where I've actually revealed that to any big audience. This is an incredibly important thing. A lot of people are looking at this long COVID, if it's all viral related problems, specifically to the spike protein or to other issues. They don't know that we're seeing this huge reactivation in the viral herpes virus family. And we have treatment for it. It's been working really, really well. So these are things that we need to get that word out. And I think we are also seeing 40% rise in deaths, as you know, from 18 to 64. These are the actuaries. Nobody filled them in to tell them to not let that news out. And from 25 to 44, we saw the last quarter last year an 82% rise in deaths. So there's a lot of data that's out there that is very, very troubling. And most people are unaware. And it's our job to kind of let people know this platform, this lipid nanoparticle messenger RNA platform, I don't care what you attach to it, it is always going to travel everywhere. It's always going to be a problem. And that's why you see the distribution of disorders coming from this after the vaccines affect so many different organ systems, because it distributes everywhere. And so I heard somebody say, we don't know why it does all these things. Well, we know why. It's a lipid nanoparticle. It goes everywhere. And, you know, it's like, I tell people, it's like garlic. So, you know, this is not something that's controllable. And it doesn't matter if you're doing it for RSV. It doesn't matter if you're doing it for influenza. If you do a lipid nanoparticle platform, you're asking for trouble. You're asking to have an uncontrolled distribution pattern.
You're asking for trouble if you go to any lipid nanoparticle vaccine, this new type of vaccine, which is not really even a vaccine. It's technically gene therapy. that's important that you understand that he said that, because we now know at the World Economic Forum, we now know that that's exactly what they want to do, is switch over the flu vaccine and other vaccines to this lipid nanoparticle. Now, folks, I know if these lipid nanoparticles are doing such bad things, why aren't these people pulling this vaccine off the market? Why are they pushing for more? As I've told you at the beginning, you have to think of Hitler and his followers. You have to think of their mentality. Then think of the people, well, then why does the media expose it? You might be thinking, remember, the media is the one who pushed this and suppressed information that I give out and what others give out that was the truth from the very beginning. Folks, I've been given truthful information about the dangers of the vaccine. Before the vaccine even came out, I've been warning, don't take the vaccine. So understand, they have suppressed us from the very beginning. They could technically be liable for lying to you and telling you it's safe and effective. They're not going to then turn and tell you the truth after all of the damage. They have went so deep, they have to buy into the lie forevermore. Do you understand? Once they've gone so far, they have to buy into the lie forevermore, or they have to find Jesus and say, I'm willing to suffer the consequences and come forward and tell the truth. And that could mean jail time for me. And how many are willing to do that? I'm telling you. So understand, they're going to always lie and they're going to push for more. But he said any jab is going to cause problems if they use this mRNA technology. Well, I want you to hear from Clay Clark, who was on InfoWars, who plays a cut from the World Economic Forum, from the CEO of Pfizer, who actually says that's exactly what they want to do with their next step, which means they want to hurt you even more so and don't feel they've done enough.
Just going back to the World Economic Forum, we have the CEO of Pfizer who said to Klaus Schwab, this is the CEO of Pfizer. He looks at Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum and he says this out loud. Listen to this. This is mind-boggling.
I think we will see a lot of advancements with mRNA. And the good thing after the success of COVID, it is that right now we have a substantial wave of companies, biotechs and big pharmas, that are working on mRNA, a lot. And they're working on multiple applications of mRNA. So I think the first things that I'm hopeful to see it is other vaccines other than COVID, a flu vaccine with mRNA, a shingles vaccine with the mRNA.
So they're saying, Alex, they're going to put the mRNA modifying nanotechnology in all of the vaccines or many of the vaccines moving forward. And if you want to read the patents, folks, go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. Timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. But the translation works like this here. The RNA modifying nanotechnology in the shots, when connected to 5G, has the ability to release a pathogen found inside the lipid nanoparticles. So I repeat, inside the shots, there are lipid nanoparticles that contain pathogens. And whenever they want to release a pathogen, whenever the World Economic Forum seems it's time
to
do another
walk. They just activate it electromagnetically. That's in the patents. Incredible.
I don't know. I haven't looked at that patent. I don't think he's lying about that's in the patent. I don't know if that's the case. That is getting into, well, people have conspiracies about 5G. I usually don't go in depth into the 5G stuff. But look, I do believe the vaccine is dangerous, regardless of whether that 5G thing has anything to do with it or not. I let that play because I don't know. And so if I don't know, I'm not afraid to still give information that I don't know. And I'll tell you, I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not. I need more information and I'll look at more information. And the more that stuff comes out, the more I will give you if there is more information on that. As of now, I don't know, but it's information you can decide for yourself. The point here is the nanoparticles that are in this mRNA technology is extremely dangerous, and that's a fact. And they want to put it into all the vaccines, as you heard in that cut, that the Pfizer CEO talking to the globalists admitted that's what they want to do. They want to, And remember, the nanoparticles go everywhere. Now, if they're right about 5G having an electrical magnetic pulse signal that could cause these nanoparticles to actually be, I guess, toxic to you, then this is even worse than I could have even imagined. I don't know if that's true. I don't know. That is technically right now a conspiracy theory, and it's a theory. Do all theories end up being true? No. Do all theories end up being wrong? No. I just need more facts on that. So I got to see facts on that before I will run and report on that kind of thing. But I'm not afraid to give you something that sounds out there, because here's one of the last points I want to make, the reason why. The things I have been saying from the beginning sounded way out there that are now common. When we said your immune system could be permanently damaged, that sounded out there, folks. People thought that's a conspiracy. That this getting a vaccine isn't going to damage your immune system like that. That sounds crazy. When I first reported on VAIDS, that sounded crazy. Vaccine AIDS, that's scary. That sounds crazy. Duh. That's pretty common now. It's not common in the mainstream media, but I'm talking about in the alternative media. Most people know about it and understand it's not some made up thing. But the first time you heard it, it may have sounded, really? That sounds like a conspiracy theory. So that's why this does sound like a conspiracy theory. But since there's a patent out there about this, we need investigation. When someone throws a bombshell like that, we need more facts. But I won't report it as a fact. I will just report it as that's information that's been thrown out there. Let's wait and see. Folks, if you've been vaccinated, I want to give you some good news. The facts show, this is not my opinion, the facts show that if you've been vaccinated once, it does not seem to nearly do the damage as someone who's been vaccinated twice. And if you've been vaccinated twice, the facts show that that doesn't nearly do the damage as someone who's been vaccinated three times to your immune system. But if you've been vaccinated three times, you should be worried. That's not a joke. You should be worried that your immune system is compromised. You might be totally healthy right now, but the next time you get sick, that might not be. That sickness might hit you twice as hard as it should because your immune system is damaged. I'm not saying that to be mean. You need to know that. If you've only been vaccinated once, do not repeat. Do not get another vaccine, another jab. After seeing this video, if you do, that's your choice, but I think it's crazy. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya! If you like what you're hearing on my show, consider watching The Daniel Natale Show, which is presented by The New American at thenewamerican.com. Daniel Natale will go into all sorts of stuff at a very intellectual, high intellectual level. And I love how he does things. You should check it out. So think of it as the intelligence agency bureau for people to go to. It's really unique, really cool, and very intellectual. If you're into that, you will love it. So check out The Daniel Natale Show at thenewamerican.com.